I'm gonna ask a question. It's a question I ask myself often during the week. Am I following in Christ's footsteps? And are you following in Christ's footsteps during the week? Am I focused on the goals as a Christian during the week? Or do I get wrapped up in work issues, time for myself, things we need to get done? You fill in the blank. There's plenty. I often think of my life as plates spinning on rods. You're running from plate to plate. You keep them spinning, not to drop any. Sometimes you just have a few plates. Other times you have more than you can keep spinning. Come Sabbath, we stop our plates. We slow down. We walk with Christ. Do we stay as proper Christians during the week and live in the world or among the world? How can we focus on following in Christ's footsteps during the week? Today I want to go over 4 points that can help us during the week and follow Christ each day. Point one, do we set time apart each day to pray, to draw closer to God and His ways, making time to pray, not rushing through that process of having that relationship with your Father, but spending time with Him, connecting. Let's turn to Proverbs 15:8. Proverbs 15:8. Just a small passage. The sacrifice of Proverbs 15:8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is His delight. Knowing our prayer is that delight, this can be sometimes in the morning, during the day, at night. This closeness with our Father, in Christ requires us, and it's most important, to show up, to make that effort. We have to do it. Let's go to point two. Do we meditate on the things of God and His ways of life? To follow His ways and to be guided by His manual. This right here, our manual. We got it. Thinking of the end goal. If we as Christians want to start at point A and end up in point B, how do we do it? Do we think about the route and the work Christ wants us to put in? Which way we need to go? What we need to do each day to grow that week? Let's go to, and we're going to go, I'm going to go farther back to Joshua 1:8. And this gets into our manual, what we need to stick to. Joshua 1:8. I'll find it. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So we must meditate. Let's go to point three. We need to study. In this book, each day and night, afternoon. Everyone's different. We need to study the way that works for us. The important part of studying is doing it. I'm going to tell you a small example. I was in sales for a number of years, and I had a good friend that was very successful in the same sales that I was. He was in for over 30 years. And what he told me, what I was doing, he gave me some good advice. that I still think about today, and I apply it to a lot of things that I do. And his advice was, he'd say, Rich, 90% of sales is showing up, but you have to keep showing up. I personally think about that in my studies. We need to keep doing it, showing up. Do we have, also let's go to point four. Do we have faith in his ways? His plan, not losing heart during the week. Ask for help each day from God on our knees. We must have faith each day to know it. What we cannot see, but it is there. Working on ourselves every day to change. Knowing we are where we are going. Our end goal is the kingdom, and to be in the kingdom, we must be with Christ and not among the world. Knowing a new world is coming, and you and I will be part of it. So, during the week, when you feel you're not walking with Christ, you know what to do. Put the work in. Pray, meditate, study. Have some faith. Walk with Christ.